In our group as well, again, I was discussion leader in one of the groups. We very much welcome this initiative. We think it's a terrific initiative by the WTO to engage the private sector. I think we started from the premise that the WTO of the 21st century global digital economy can only be truly successful if it engages those that engage in trade every day, and that is the private sector, small and large companies alike. And we highlighted perhaps three main areas there. One is that there is a narrative around trade that is perhaps not as constructive nor as real as we would like it to be. We see the power of trade in people's lives, in changing people's lives every day as the private sector. And this is an area where the WTO and the private sector can work together to perhaps shape this narrative, to highlight the benefits that trade, disruptive technologies such as e-commerce, FDI, can provide to people around the world, further inclusive growth, entrepreneurship, job creation, even improve the environment in today's world. So this is an area where the private sector and the WTO should work together more, bring this message around trade, not only here to members in Geneva, but also around the world to regular people to understand the benefits that trade provides. The second area that we went into was perhaps more of the bread and butter work of the WTO around rules and negotiation. And there we considered both areas that are perhaps the hard law, the traditional WTO work around certain issues, negotiations on certain topics, and then on issues that where there is perhaps some more exploration needed. First, perhaps some more soft law commitments, if you will, some best endeavor practices that we may pursue. And on the hard law front, one idea that came through in the group was a plurilateral agreement on a sectoral basis in the area of chemicals was something that was advocated also in another group, in fact. So this was a popular topic. Some of the more soft law areas where we could work as the private sector with the WTO and discuss these and perhaps advance them then once the issue is ripe to more of a hard law consideration, more to an actual agreement, are in the areas of consumer protection laws, local content requirements, double taxation rules, data transfer, and possibly even foreign direct investment. So those were areas where we could advance some dialogue, think about what are the key ways in which we can drive this forward, set common standards, and go from there. And then the final area, perhaps, where we had a robust discussion was around finance. And this is, of course, the critical fuel, particularly for SMEs to engage in trade. It comes up in surveys around the world as one of the critical bottlenecks for SMEs to participate in trade. And as we look around the world, banks are now more stifled from lending to SMEs in light of the fact that they have higher capital requirements, know your customer requirements and such. Yet at the same time, we see a rise of alternative financing vehicles, online platforms and such. And we thought that this may be a great opportunity for the WTO to explore the alternative financing mechanisms in the context of export credit and export finance as well. And perhaps for export credit agencies around the world to work with these new players in finance and provide these smaller capital injections for companies, including in e-commerce, to advance their trade. So bringing the new players into the fold, and again, the private sector would have a critical voice there. Finally, perhaps we discussed capacity building and how the WTO can play a critical role there, helping SMEs, trade associations, as well as governments to understand, apply the rules that are negotiated. This is still an issue with the least developed countries, and this is where the WTO can perhaps bolster its current engagement. So thank you very much.